right, it is 7 o'clock. We'll call to order the meeting, Town of Muskerry regular board meeting. Yeah, if everyone could rise and join Director Graves in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I please get a roll call?
Roll call to take the record show on the pleasure with the exception of President Porter, who is absent.
Thank you very much. We will now take time for public comment. These public comments are 3 minutes. We'll not be able to interact, but we will be listening. There is no public in attendance this evening, but I did hear we have someone online.
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Give it a second. Okay, we will close public comment, move the consent calendar.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a move and a second. Can I get a roll call?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Gattow?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's move to presentations. We have a Viola presentation.
Good evening, board. I'm going to try to speed this up today because I appreciate everybody being here this close to the holidays. We are 174 safe working days. Doing pretty good this month. On our water treatment plants, all five of the water wells are running, all seven is down. We're held up on a manufacturing problem with the cable, NSF cable that we need. Other than that, as soon as we get that approval, we're ready to, the well is actually in the ground now, we just need the cable, and we'll be able to return it to service. So that's our hold up. Well five is still under emergency active only, and has not been turned on, so.
How long have been seven down?
As of officially half of May, so about mid-May.
Wow. Okay.
Next slide, chemicals, both the plants are starting to balance themselves back out. Willow, we've been trying to force to run, Newport's hanging in there, so well four is doing the job of two wells, so it's doing pretty good. On the next slide, our monthly productions and our for each of the plants, which is normal trend. We took 20 coliform samples for water systems, 0 were positive. For coliform, 0 water quality complaints, and 0 exercise in the month of November. Wastewater, all 15 lift stations are active, and including lift station Y, which is our bypass station. It is currently acting as the main influence to wastewater plant 2, so influence down for installing the water train.
I got to back you up 1 second.
Yep, go ahead.
Water production and chemicals.
Yep.
We probably asked this a million times, but I see the numbers that it drives me nuts. Why is the ratio so far off between the chemicals we use for Newport and the chemicals we use for Willow?
One of those is, so, all right. Let's look at what you're looking at.
So yeah, I got 2,800 for 36 and I got 1,100 for 33. That's disproportionate.
All right, so
different wells.
One of those is the biggest driver for Willow is well six. Well six has a lot of hydrogen sulfide that comes from the ground. It takes a lot of chlorine to knock that out before it leaves the plant.
Okay.
Also, the difference in the water quality itself, well four is the only one running, so it's a little bit more stable out of Newport. So if you look at the difference in overall, the production for Willow out of the plant is literally about 3 million gallons more than Newport. But if you look at the chemicals besides well six, well one and well two have to run twice as long as well six has to run to be able to do that. So
because of volume,
it's timing.
I got you. Okay, maybe you haven't asked that question before, but
I just had a question. You'd said on lift station Y, it's acting as an influencer.
Yeah, so if we call it lift station Y, technically it's the influent bypass station, but it's technically the same thing as a lift station. So right now, it used to be lift station W.
Just to confuse things, it used to be lift station W.
So, So if you hear me calling it W or Y, same thing. So, it is the bypass for influence, so we actually have a backup plan now, so we can drain and maintenance the influent pump station like we're supposed to. So, and it's rocking and rolling. So lift stations are active. Last month we were at 33.4, almost 34 million gallons. November of last year we were at 31. A little bit of rain, and we have been pushing some of that extra water out of the plant through November to make sure we got room just in case we had heavy rain this month. So. Looking pretty good there. Total flows for the wastewater plant are pretty stable, and then the average flows are again pretty stable. We should see probably next month we'll see the rainfall event we just had. Everybody's favorite number. We are this as of November. We technically have to wait for December to make up the calendar 12 months. But we, as you can see on the chart, we are well under our 2400 limit, and this is due to 7 being off so long. So we will not exceed the conductivity on the wastewater outfall this year. So it's pretty good. So December, if we turn well 7 on December 1st, it wouldn't have enough to hurt us.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what those look like next year.
Yeah, it will. It will. If we do have the rain like we did last year, it'll help us just like it did the first of this year.
Yeah.
And then we'll just have to worry about the rest of the month. So. Our typical wastewater compliance, all of our numbers look good. I do want to show y'all one number that changed. If you look at total coliform daily max, our limit is 23. In November, we had one sample come back from the lab that was 350. That is way high. We fought it with the lab, thought it was a mistake with the lab. Come to find out when we collected that sample, contractor put a porta down the rack next to our auto sampler, and the guy was pumping the porta down out at the same time the lab was there collecting the sample. We took before and after samples, three samples after, everything was fine. We reported the state. The state's not going to count that against Discovery Bay. So. However, I'm not about to lie to you folks, so I put it on there because it is a real number. So don't worry about anything there, but that's how wastewater happens. You can't put raw wastewater next to finished wastewater. That's not how it works. But other than that, everything's good. Technically, our number as of right now is 2135. And the whole reason you guys funded a D9 project is to get us to that fancy number 5 that we're hanging in there. So, looking good on that. And SSO in the month of November, no customer complaints on wastewater. So, any questions?
No, thank you.
Quick question for Aaron.
Oh.
There was a water leak coming up from underneath the street on Cherry Hills a few weeks ago. Was that repaired?
We've had several water leaks on Cherry Hills. Cherry Hills has water still coming up to the street, probably in about a front of 8 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the 2800 block of Cherry Hills. I've replaced 2 services, probably a block apart from each other, and the water still hasn't stopped. Right now, that water is filling up a joint trench that's under that street, and it just happens to be coming up at the lowest point of that street. So we're still trying to diagnose which home is coming in. I've listened to every service up and down that street. I've now turned my diagnosis onto the golf course. I believe they have irrigation there underneath that sound wall that is filling up a joint trench. So we're still working on trying to get that resolved.
Right. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. There was no discussion or action items, no manager's report. Okay, and there is one general manager report.
Yes, so this is our last meeting of this year, so I want to thank the board very much for a wonderful year. We've accomplished a lot. I also want to thank all the staff of Discovery Bay. Your hard work helped us accomplish all these things, so thank you very much. And to all the residents, happy holidays, and we'll see you next year to do it all over again. So thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. We have one report filed. Any comments on the final report? Okay, perfect. No correspondence, no legal report.
I just want to echo, if I may.
For sure.
The general manager's acknowledgement and gratefulness to all of our staff for everything that you've done this year. Everybody's had their own challenges. Alan, getting us both feet in the deep end. Monica, with all the stuff you've been doing, Bill, you've done a pretty good job of fending off, of responding well to, all the concerns of the residents, and we appreciate that. Aaron, as usual, good job. So I just want to say that it's been a pleasure working with you guys and also with the rest of my board. So I wish you all a Merry Christmas and our constituents as well.
Thank you. Any future agenda items? Very well. We will adjourn at 7:11 and move to the